Wow, we are well within the first semester this year, and whatever part of our dental school journey we might be at, I think it would be pretty safe to say it's only going to get harder before it gets easier at this stage. My guest in today's episode is someone who has amassed over 1,500 followers on social media by sharing her life as an OHT student. And you can tell she's a devoted one as she manages to share her oral health knowledge in such a way that would make the most anxious patient passionate about their smile. We caught up since wrapping up uni last year and talk about what we're doing to survive another challenging year of school.
Caitlin, thank you so much for being here and on the Dental Head Start podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. It's such an honour to be here with you today.
Oh, it's an honour to have you on the podcast as well. I've been enjoying your little updates on social media, and I think that you really do make me feel proud to be an OHT student and make me feel excited for what's ahead of me in our OHT degree. So for those listening, where are you up to now? What's the situation at the moment? How far in are you into uni?
Okay, so BOHT, second year, first semester, week three.
Okay.
So we actually started in week zero for a couple of days. So we're in week three plus a few days.
Okay. What are three words to describe how you're feeling right now?
I would say busy. definitely overwhelmed is another one. And honestly, really excited would be my last one.
Okay.
It's a crazy time, but it's been so much fun.
Well, I'm happy for you because I think that even though I'm not at uni, I can still remember what it was like back in first year. It got very busy very quickly, very overwhelming very quickly. So I think that a lot of students listening can hope, I'm sure they relate. So yeah, but for our listeners, I mean, let's start off on a light note. I believe everyone has a really nice, unique story about how they got into their OHT degree. What was your journey like to get into the degree?
Okay, so I graduated high school at the end of 2021. And for my whole life, I actually really wanted to be a paramedic ever since I was young.
Okay.
So I started at Western Sydney Uni doing nursing to do a double degree in nursing and paramedicine. And I lasted all of one semester in that degree before I just kind of knew it wasn't for me. And I was like, let me focus on something else. So while I was still in that first semester, I started working as a receptionist at a dental clinic. As time went on, I just started assisting to help out, and I started assisting because I really, really enjoyed it and I wanted to be there and I wanted to learn. And then I was taught about oral health therapy and knew that was what I was wanting to do. So I put out of uni in the first semester and I did a certificate 3 in dental assisting and a diploma in practice management. And then I applied for oral health therapy and was very, very lucky to get in on my first go. So that's how I am where I am.
Wow. How exciting. I think that getting into uni is a huge step. What's something that you look forward to doing as an OHT once you graduate?
Oh, honestly, I can't say one thing more than the other. I do really, really enjoy extractions. I think that is such an incredible part of our scope is extracting primary teeth. So that is pretty high up there for me, but there is honestly every single part of our degree I really, really enjoy. So I can't wait to go out and start practicing.
That's awesome. That's a stressful procedure. So very, very good of you. What's something that surprised you about uni?
Oh, about uni, about the degree itself, no one knows what an oral health therapist is.
Yes.
Which is fine because I didn't know what it was either, but I didn't know how many people I would have to explain to what my degree was.
Yes. Yes. I think so too. I think having to explain to family is a bit of a challenge sometimes because they think you're a dentist, but you're not actually a dentist. And I try and say I'm a dental therapist and get away with that because I'm not actually a dentist. But yeah, that's so true. a lot of people don't know exactly what we do. So I'm glad we've got your Instagram to explain it to people. I think you do such a good job of trying to explain what our role is in the dental industry. So I'm curious to know, and hopefully people listening, other OHT students listening, can relate about what you've enjoyed so far about school.
Honestly, this entire degree I've thoroughly enjoyed. It's been so incredible so far, and there's still such a long way and so much learning to go. But finally, being able to run treatments and get on the other side, being a dental assistant for so long and watching all of these things happening and not really being able to do what as much as I wanted to do, but now finally getting on the other side of the chair and running the treatments and cutting the cavities and, you know, giving advice and stuff like that. It's so rewarding and so exciting. It's been amazing, and I honestly have enjoyed it so much.
Yeah. And surely there's stuff that you don't enjoy about uni.
Yeah, definitely. There's something, no, like everyone has something they don't enjoy about uni.
Yes. What are the few things for you?
Oh, I'm sure you know the thing that I hate the most. And it's moving out of home.
Yeah.
It was a very challenging thing for me to do. I was never ready to move out on my own, and I found that the most difficult. But, you know, we've adapted to it now and come to terms with it, and that was just probably the hardest thing for me. I wasn't coping with the drive back to Western Sydney. It was over 20 hours a week that I could be working or studying, and I was sitting in a car, bored out of my brains. So that was a very good but challenging thing for me to do. And then just the study load, it can get quite a lot. It is a four-year degree smushed into 3 years. So just having, like, keeping on top of it, I have found a little bit more challenging than what I expected. And there's, like, at the moment, I'm very overwhelmed. And I know I speak for a number of my classmates that we're all very overwhelmed. It's the first couple of weeks. But in the first few weeks of any semester, everyone's very overwhelmed. But we all make it to the end. So,
yeah. About making it to the end, what do you think you're going to do different this year to maybe try and make it easier on you this year than it might have been first year?
Definitely. My biggest struggle with first year was prioritizing only my study, not prioritizing my family, not prioritizing my friends, my mental well-being, physical well-being, social well-being, just being like, oh, I've got free time, let's study, instead of, oh my goodness, I've been studying all day and I've finally got a spare chance, what can I do for me? That's what I'm going to be changing or working to change this year, is actually stepping away from study a little bit and stepping away from, you know, always allocating all of my spare time to this degree. All of last year, I wasn't focusing enough on myself. And I think that is an incredibly important part of, you know, making it through a degree with your head still on, you know, like it's a challenging thing to find that balance, but it is so crucial.
What do you enjoy doing? What would you find yourself doing then, now, instead of studying to try and get back on track?
Oh, yes. I go home and see my family and my partner on the weekends, and that is like the biggest relief of all my stress for me. But during the week, my housemates and I have developed something we like to call craftanoons. Every Thursday afternoon we get together and do some crafts. So last week we were making polymer clay earrings and watercolor painting, and this week we're doing some ceramics and stuff like that. Just getting a creative outlet, things like, I'm right near the beach, going to the beach more, going on walks, social outings with our friends, like having people come over, going for drinks, going for dinner, things that aren't involved with you, a computer and a book. Honestly, getting out of the house and doing something else.
Yeah. And I know that some of the societies and some of the associations at uni have been helpful. Now, I know that you play a huge part as a social media officer for them. I believe one of the oral health societies there at the university. Tell us a bit about their role and how they could help us during uni.
Yeah, definitely. There are so many clubs and societies, specifically at University of Newcastle, that give the students a range of support, not just academically. Like, for example, as you said, I'm the social media manager for UNOS, our Oral Health Society, stands for University of Newcastle Oral Health Society. It's honestly just this massive support system for oral health therapy students at the University of Newcastle. And it's focused on lots of things to make the uni life of BOHT students better. So things like peer support with, you know, students from other year groups, students from your own cohort, events. We do a lot of events to bring, you know, the oral health community of Newcastle together. And with that, we have many networking opportunities with people outside of the uni, like different brands and companies there. And we hold things like Loops Expos and Envia Balls and stuff like that to just really bring us all together, show our support for one another. It's a massive support system. And I know that there are so many other clubs at the uni doing the exact same thing, but in different fields, like Newcastle Uni Sport and New Sport. We've also got things like the Psychology Club, Architecture Club, Book Club, Cheer Club, Chess Club, Latin American Dance Society Club.
Awesome.
There's something for everyone. And I honestly think the clubs and societies are just so beneficial to uni students, just for that extra bit of support and understanding and love and outlet. Doing things other than just uni work, because that is so important. Your whole life is not just uni, and they make the uni experience so much better. So I would really recommend you having a look at some clubs at your university and, you know, joining ones that you think would, you know, benefit you and benefit your studies and benefit your health.
Yeah, I think that's well said, Caitlin. I think it's so important. I think studying becomes it's a very hard thing to do when you're very tired of it. And it can be very easy to become tired due to study. So hopefully some of those who are listening can really connect with some groups at uni that might be there to help them prioritize their mental health while they're studying for oral health.
Yeah, uni has such a big support network. You really just need to utilize it.
Yeah. Well, look, what are you hoping to achieve then this year in second year of your degree? What are one or two things that you'd like to see that you do?
My biggest thing is just more balance. I think although I did a pretty decent job at uni last year and I was really committed and I, you know, really put all of it in, I think I need to find more balance. So although it's not like a oral health therapy related thing that I'm driving to achieve this year, it would benefit myself as a student and a future practitioner if I learned how to take care of myself while prioritizing these, while prioritizing my studies. I really want to create a good study, social, mental routine to, you know, be happy throughout uni and not just doing really well at uni, but not having a life. You know, I want to do really well at uni and still have a good life while I'm here and really enjoy the uni experience, because it's like a once in a lifetime thing. You know, you're not, a lot of people don't go back to uni. So I think just enjoying the moment and making sure that you're healthy and you're happy is probably the most important part.
Yeah. I think you do such a good job at sharing your uni life online, showing what it is realistically a day in the life of an OHT student. I think that as well, in fact, would be very helpful to other students who are doing the degree. I think that trying to sort of relate with each other and being able to reach out to someone would be very helpful, even if it was you or even if it was a friend in the same degree. I think it would really help. So I think for those listening, where can our listeners follow you and follow your journey through uni?
Sure. You can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at caitlin.oht. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn as well. I'm on there as Caitlin.ohht as well. Feel free to send me a message if you have any questions or want some support, and I'll do my best to help or steer you in the right direction of help.
Yes, I think you'll do very well with that. I think you're the best person for it, Caitlin. Well, Caitlin, look, thank you so much for your time. I really do appreciate it. Hopefully, I think we're on our way to surviving ROHT degrees. But yeah, your input and your insight really, I think, will help some of our listeners. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for listening to the Dental Head Start podcast. I genuinely hope this is helping you become a better dentist. So if you like what you're hearing, make sure you subscribe on your podcast player. And I want you to do me a favor. I want you to go to social media and share something that you've appreciated from us with one of your friends. That's how the word gets out. That's how more people gain and benefit from what we're doing. And if you're a dental student or a graduate and you want to get a head start, go to dentalheadstart.com to find everything we're doing to help dental students become great dentists.